This is the Our Man service. For those of you who aren't DC Comics buffs, you won't know who Our Man is, but of course he's a Silver Age superhero who takes a pill and for an hour becomes superhuman, hence the Our Man, and was a member of the Justice Society of America, which was the alternative timeline, and the precursor of the Justice League of America. Justice League of America, for you non-DC fans, had Superman, Green Lantern, Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and the Martian Manhunter Jean-Jean as their core members, with the Atom who popped in occasionally. And the Justice Society had which was set back in the 40s, 50s, had their own superheroes, which included Dr. Fate, who was the DC version of Doctor Strange, another Green Lantern, who wasn't vulnerable to yellow, but vulnerable to wood, and an alternate, an older version of the Flash, who wore the Hermes helmet. And there were other members of Wildcat, etc., of the Justice Society of America. Now, why we use superheroes is that they are set in the noosphere, the sphere of observer collapsing the quantum wave function that controls everything on the planet, which until the Psylord matrixized it, was actually real. But it doesn't matter, because for the people in the noosphere, it doesn't matter whether you're in the Matrix or not, you're still in the same reality, because you're not aware that it's changed. Now, I was talking to the great Lord Craig, one of my vampires, who was saying he wanted the Death Force vampire, but couldn't afford it at the moment because it's $7,000. It's only a few people who've got the Death Force service. And top of the list, of course, is the Great Lord Beast, who's got most of the big services. That's why he's so powerful. But for all of you vampires who wish to gain power, because as I explained, the services are simply apps to gain you power. And the more power you've got, the more you manifest as an ascendant, which of course is the name of the game. If you're an ascendant like myself, then the entire world bows to you because you're a power. So instead of a person, you're a power. So instead of having the British government jail you because you said a nasty word against Muslims or Jews. We had some guy in the papers, some Nazi who thought Hitler was God and had a Nazi handbook and said nasty things about Muslims and Jews. Jews are vermin, he said, and I don't know what he said about the Muslims, but that was pretty bad. He got 5 years in jail. And that's a small beer to what I do. And of course, we had the team of vampires that psychically and occultly vivisected Gormless and the Harlot, the royal family, all of this impossible for a person, but for a power like myself, of course, the British government is terrified of me, terrified of publicizing my power. The Rothschilds, of course, are in a state of panic. And you can basically do, as I've shown, what you like. Okay, I've got MI5 running around Brighton, desperately trying to poison and microwave, but they're hamstrung from doing anything effective because as the Antichrist, they're not allowed by their superiors, all of whom worship the great Lord Lucifer, to do the obvious, which every country would do if someone was doing my level of persecution of the establishment, which is a hard assassination or jailing you and then killing you in jail, all of which, of course, is chucked into the dustbin because as the acknowledged Antichrist, they're not allowed to, so they have to do it on the sly. Now, all of this comes from having tremendous power. Now, if you look at all of the websites of the Psylord, you've got RV Science, which is brilliant, all about timelines, dark energy matter, at the core of which is the BSRI engine, the 34 crystals that allow you to navigate timelines and, of course, manifest your physical and biophysical body. As a perfect vessel, for those of you who don't understand perfect vessels, you want to watch Supernatural, where you find Lucifer in series 12 burns out vessels because his power is too much for the vessel to contain. So with the 34 BSRI engine, your puny lump of flesh and your puny soul, which is like tissue paper, are turned into a vessel capable of holding luciferic power levels by having a 34 BSRI engine that turns your paper cup into a diamond cup in which you can pour any power without it simply burning. I would recommend you watch the Supernatural series because the script writers have been, as I say, stealing from supernaturalspirit.com, and the last series was about Amara, Amalek, and this series is about Lucifer getting his in the guise of the president. I think that was a dig at Donald Trump, but maybe it was before Donald Trump, but anyway, gets his assistant pregnant to breed a Nephilim. Now the Our Man service, you can look up Our Man on the internet, one of the members of the Justice Society of America, takes the pill and for an hour he's superhuman. Now, similarly, we've got all of these services on RV Science, supernaturalspirit.com, Real Vampire, psychicwarfare.com, psychotronicgenerators.com. That was the old version. And the aim would be to have all of these services at your disposal 24 hours a day. But of course, most of you start off being skint because, as you well know, the Rothschilds have rigged the system, so only their Zionists can become super rich. I, of course, have gotten around that simply by going around killing them killing the Duke of Westminster, killing the goddaughter of the royal family, Tara Palmer Tomkinson, but at glacial speed rather than killing them all. Why? Well, simply put, if you kill all the royal family, all of the Rothschilds at once, and if you kill Soros, Buffett, Branson, Abramovich, Jerry Jones, there's a whole range of the Koch brothers. If you kill them all at once, then you get minimum yield. The maximum yield is a slow, glacial killing where they don't believe you. Then, oh, it could be a coincidence. Then, well, we better do something with our MI5 scumbags to put a stop to this. And fuck, someone else has died. And oh my goodness, could this really be possible? And then, of course, you branch out so that other vampires start doing horrible things like the Malaysian sisters, Edomic Queens, killing off the Rothschilds' last chance of living by making sure that Kim Jong-nam is covered with VX, according to the Malaysians, which is rather strange because it's so poisonous you can hardly put it on a cloth and wipe it on someone's face, because if you did any of the vapor from it breathed in, even if you had a nice thick rubber glove on, would kill you. So as you can see, there are holes in that story. But one can see that the vampire's power has spread from Tim Riefat to become the Psylord. We see the Great Lord Beast doing in Fukushima to produce three coriums, three negative torsion fields, which I, of course, can then input over Trinity, the female power that makes the Matrix three-dimensional, so that not only have I made reality a Matrix, but the Great Lord Beast has built up the anti-Trinity engine from the three coriums in Fukushima, which when placed on the Matrix cancel out the three-dimensionality of any bit of the Matrix you want to attack, turn it back into pure information, which then can easily be remanifested as other information. Hence, in the noosphere of the Matrix, when the female manifests, it turns, as I said, the diagram into a doll's house. How do you turn the doll's house back into a diagram? Erase the diagram or the blackboard, put a new diagram, get all the other vampires, male, to illustrate it, and then give it to the females to make into a new dollhouse. So destroying the dollhouse is the Great Lord Beast's obsession. And, of course, he struck down Hillary Clinton and gave her brain damage way back when she was the Secretary of State. And, of course, was instrumental in the vivisection destruction of Hillary Clinton's presidency. Bringing into being the Dark Emperor with Bannon, the Darth Vader, according to the snowflakes. I, of course, love Donald Trump and Bannon, but the snowflakes loathe him. All of this, as you can see, is a product of the Psylord, which is all the vampires, a gestalt, from the sublime good vampire, the one who's perfectly good, wouldn't harm a fly, and is basically a walking saint, Tim Riefat, to the Great Lord Beast, who makes Freddy Krueger look like a Sunday school teacher, who, of course, is buggering the children and taking them off to burn them alive and eat the flesh. But, you know, as I say, everyone must have a hobby. That's what Sunday school teachers tend to do, and Catholic priests. Now, with the Hourman service, you get all of the services on all of the websites, anyone you wish, at your choice for an hour. One hour a day. So we've got all those services, and you can simply choose any of the services for 1 hour a day. You get your hour man. Clear quartz crystal, the positive psychotronic generator, and of course your hour man negative psychotronic generator. And you simply write down on a piece of paper what service you want for an hour, set the time, burn the bit of paper, and for that hour, the service is stuck into your biophysical body. If you want it stuck into your physical body, your physical energy field, you, of course, put a glass of water between the two crystals for an hour with a bit of paper underneath, and then drink the water, and for an hour you've got that service inputted into you. Why? Remember, minus I, east, fire, and south, minus one, water. And of course, zero sum game, so that burning dumps the negative bit, and drinking the water dumps the negative bit, because you piss it out, into your assigned scapegoats, which of course, if you don't have any, are now the default scapegoats of the vampires, chosen by the Adamic Queen in America, the delightful Katy Perry, Theresa May, and Donald Trump, the big skeletons that she turned into the ultimate death goat Jews at the Brit Awards. And of course, if you want any other scapegoat, like Jacob Rothschild, Nathaniel Rothschild, Branson, Soros, any of the black noble families, the Queen, Gormless the Harlot, you can, of course, simply change the scapegoat. How? Well, remember, she did the ritual, so the scapegoats that you dump the evil into are defined by whatever head you put on the skeletons. And remember, we've set the archetypes of the damned as Gormless and the Harlot. So putting Gormless George on Trump's skeletal head and the Harlot Charlotte on Theresa May's skeletal head then is the ultimate download of evil, because remember, as you ascend, someone has to descend, and the archetypes of the damned at the very bottom of hell in the Abaddon pit are Gormless and the Harlot Charlotte, not put there by me, because of course I love the royal family and love the Queen, but of course the great Lord Lucifer and Amalek, who were pissed off that the Rothschild royal family would have the presumption to state that Gormless George and the Harlot Charlotte were the royal line of Lucifer made manifest, the Messiah David and the Shekinah incarnate. I, of course, had no views, but when all the other vampires made them voodoo dollies, puppets, I, of course, could see the hand of Lucifer, because I, of course, had no part in it, behind this ultimate cursing. And of course, since they tried to steal the bloodline from Lucifer's queen, Katy Perry, who to my chagrin still hasn't slit her own throat by the occult contract to bloom to become a Padme Debbie Reynolds, we've still got the game afoot. As the great Lord Vampire in New York would say, let the games begin. Now, the Hourman service then means you can get any service on the websites, the array of websites, for an hour to use for that hour. And as we're explaining to the great Lord Craig, you can have one vampire service and use it again and again and again, because the name of the game isn't to have all the services that the Psy Lord provides, which is good for me because I get loads and loads and loads of money. But remember, since the British government wants to kill me, the European governments want to kill me. If I go to Australia or New Zealand, I'm sure they'll be trying to kill me. It's only in China that I can wander around without mad Rothschild lunatics trying to kill me. One can see that money isn't my primary motive, like Mao. It's all about developing the ability to kill. Now, that means that, as I was talking to the great Lord Craig, you need to collect as much power as possible. And all of these services allow you to collect power. Now, if you buy a service, for example, you're not going to be using it 24 hours a day. I do, but as I say, I'm perfect being the sublime good version of the vampire. So as you can see, you can spend an hour with one service, because remember, you can only use it an hour a day. Then for the next hour, use another service. Then for another hour, use another service. By that time, you'll be tired out, which allows you to use the Death Force Vampire, which is $7,000, and the Anti-Lucifer service, which is Fortunes, and all of the really big services, some of which actually have sold out. And looking at the costing, you've got the Death Force Vampire, $7,000. Say you've got 350 days in a year. For the pedants, it's 365 or 66. That comes to $20 a day. So for an hour, I'm charging $20 an hour. And of course, you need the 100th monkey effect, because you simply can't have an engine that allows you to use any of the services unless you 100th monkey the services, which gives you $2,000 for the year. So anyone who wants the Hourman service to be able to use any service for an hour a day and then another service for another hour a day will have to pay me $2,000, which then, of course, can go to a more expensive service the next year. So if you've spent $2,000 for your Hourman service, then next year you can send me more money and upgrade it by a Death Force Vampire for $7,000, or an Edomic King or Queen service for $5,000, or get another Hourman service for another year to make $4,000, and then the next year buy the Edomic Queen for, or Edomic King for $5,000. And you can have another Hourman, $2,000 for the year, which gives you $6,000 over 3 years, and then the next year buy the Death Force Vampire. So as you can see, it revolutionizes power, because all of the services give you tremendous power. So for the hour, you're collecting loads and loads of power. Each of the services can be thought of as a unique way of acquiring power, and each of you will have more affiliations and more talents at using different services, and you can't find out which of the services suits you best unless you can use them. So rather like people who join Classic Car hire clubs so they can use the whole warehouse full of cars and see which one they really like before they buy one. The same here. Now, for those of you who haven't got $2,000, you can then simply buy a 3 months Hourman service for $600, which will last you 3 months. And when you get your certificate and crystals, you can email the great Lord Jederberg, who will then tell me so that the 3 months can then be set down so we know when to activate your services. And of course, with a $600 service, you don't get the ability to use the $600 to buy any other services at the end of the year, because it's only 3 months. So as you can see, it's slightly more expensive, because for 3 months would normally be $500 if you divide 2,000 by four. So it's $600, and you can't use the $600 at the end of the year. So as you can see, like anything, you're losing out by paying less, which of course isn't fair to the people who pay the $2,000 and want to have all of the benefits because they paid more. And if you want to use anything above $7,000, any of the expensive, super expensive services, then of course you can pay $3,000, which of course then can go towards any service at the end of the Hourman service duration. So you can see the what you're doing is not buying the power, but buying the ability to mine power. And of course, the name of the game is to become a permanent fixture on the seventh heaven level, to become a power. And as I've explained, the elevator is achieved via the Edomic Queen, because the five, the hyperinfinity of the five, resides on the seventh heaven level over the tenth term. The elevator is at the tenth term, hence the Kabbalah has 10 Sephiroth, and five is the elevator in Kabbalah, Shekinah, and the bride, both of whom in Kabbalah have the number five. So the pretty maiden who's in Malkuth, the 10th Sephiroth, which is the foundation, the bottom, or the top, if you think of it paradoxically, is 5 in Kabbalah. And the elevator goes through vowel, that's 6, the male 1 plus the 5. So vowel, the male, males have got 6 in Kabbalah, which is wrong, because a pure male is 1, and when he's having sex with a female, remember his energy body ejects tentacles into her womb and fallopian tubes and eggs, which of course have got the ram's horn shape, and then starts sucking her dry to give you the 1 plus the 5. And then above that you've got the Shekinah, the so-called mother, which is another five. So as you can see, paradoxically, the male is destroyed by the female. How? Well, she's sucked dry when she has sex with a male. But he, of course, is lured into having children, which then, of course, destroy him. She becomes a mother and gets the energy back from the children by sharing their eye space. Remember, the children were in her, so they're the same free space, the same eye, which gives you the Shekinah. And only males like myself, who never have children, or if forced by Luciferic contracts, have surrogate children, or if you're as good as me, you simply don't give any energy to the children by putting a diode in the works. We're the only males that retain our oneness, which, of course, raises and gives us the Yod, which in Kabbalah is the male principle in the supernal triangle, basically God, which has the number of 10. So as you can see, the 10th term is the elevator to Godhood. So that's why I went through the Kabbalistic bullshit, just to explain to you the importance of 10 ascending, which you only get by climbing over the female, getting the female to elevate you. So think of the bride as pushing you upwards, the mother then grabbing your hands and vivisecting you when you have children. But if you don't have children, of course, you can simply climb upwards to Yod and become like myself, the Psi Lord, with all of his power. And five manifests on the seventh heaven level over the 10th term. Then you can simply gain more power from the services to get 34, which is the 11th term at the seventh heaven level, the BSI engine within you, which was the 9th term of the Fibonacci series, now at the 7th heaven level, 11th term, allows you to open the book of reality, or the matrix, go through the pages until you find the page you like, and then manifest it. So for me, there are only two games in town: the chinks and the Americans, because they're the only ones who've got the money to pay me. And they're the only two that are the superpowers. The rest are irrelevant. And you simply then set up a paradox engine where A, I'm with the Yanks, or B, I'm with the chinks. For yourself, of course, you set up your own paradox engine, leafing through the timeline book to find the futures where it's best for you. And then by using the services, gain more and more and more and more power, 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 until you can move from the seventh heaven level five, which you get by sucking dry females, hence, of course, the Empress Vampire Service. Is the first vampire service I put on MP3s, and why, of course, Edomic queens, who are part of the Gestalt. Remember, all the girly girls are linked in the collective unconscious, have a head start on the males, because they don't need to suck dry all of the females, because they're part of the females, and females normally and naturally push up the alpha female, as you see in high school, with the alpha bitch being the queen worshipped, or bowed down to by the nerds. all of this power you get from the use of the services to push you along the seventh heaven level until, of course, you get to the 12th term, which is 84. And to stabilize that, you want to find the woman of your dreams. She can be real or, since you're a male, in your mind's eye. I had, as I say, my dream women were Jane Fonda, Sharon Stone, and Cameron Diaz. I, of course, gave Sharon Stone the brain tumor, which melted her face, made her a Padme Debbie Reynolds by getting her to marry a Jewish plastic surgeon. So, of course, you can choose one of them to sacrificially destroy. And remember, Sharon Stone's career crashed. That's when I did the destruction of my dream woman. Because I say, I thought Sharon Stone was the hottest woman on the planet. Watch Basic Instinct and you'll get the gist. And then, of course, you move to, with more power, to the 13th term. The 168, which you then, of course, can download into the one to create Armageddon and the apocalypse. And, of course, using all the evil that is sent your way to produce one. So the Suicide Squad Force, all of those services can, of course, be seen as the culmination of moving along the seventh heaven level. Now, of course, with myself, Lucifer gave me Katy Perry's soul, so I've been having her on top, like a piggyback, which, of course, has weighed me down. And I did that to get all of Lucifer's power, because I can hardly make Lucifer's children unless I've got Lucifer's power and am the archetype of Nephilim. Hence, of course, it slowed me down immensely, because Perry had enormous energetic mass with 84 million Twitter followers, as you can imagine. That was one huge female to haul around on your back. But of course, we finally got her to the 13th, 7th heaven level, where she did the ritual on Trump and Theresa May at the Brit Awards with 6 million odd observers. In order to download the Suicide Squad Force into the goodness, which is the right pillar, Trump, and the Suicide Squad Force into the evil of the fish-eyed zombie, Theresa May, the left pillar, to implement the 1 and the 169. So, of course, all of Trump's West turns to 169, evil, which is what all of the snowflakes and all of the Hillary Clinton supporters have been shouting. Remember, Katy Perry is the spiritual daughter of Hillary Clinton, so you can see her observation. And of course, Theresa May, with all of her evil, the evil of Brexit, the evil that's descended upon the UK since Cameron decided to try and do me in and I had to destroy the UK, has the Suicide Squad Force put it into it to get the 169 of Brexit Britain inputted with the Suicide Squad force to give lots of one to me. So as you can see, when we go up the seventh heaven level, the males look at it from one direction, but of course you've got the opposite direction because females look the opposite way. And if you look at the ram's horn, which is the lovers, so that's why Valentine's Day was when all of this timeline was totally manifest. The ram's horn was Valentine's Day. You've got one of the partners gets destroyed and the other partner ascends, which of course you can do on the female. Remember, the ram's horn goes up, and goes round anti-clockwise on the left when you're observing it. So for a male like me, you destroy the female, the Sharon Stone, the woman that in all creation you would most like to have. But for the female, she looks at the ram's horn from the opposite side. So from her point of view, the right-hand side, the male, gets, of her dreams, gets destroyed, which allows the female to do the same thing, reach the 84, because she, of course, looks in the opposite direction. Assemblage point of a male shines inwards, assemblage point of a female shines outwards. So, of course, as you can see, as a vampire, you know that you've made it when you get the woman that you would most like to have destroyed. Remember, I did it with the little English girl and then did it with Sharon Stone because I like redoubling. You, of course, should find one of the A-listers that you really find, you know, if you had your choice of any woman in the world, she'd be the one, and then spend your time destroying the bitch so that her life falls apart, she gets cancer or whatever, like Sharon Stone, loses her career and becomes a has-been. Remember, she fell out with the Chinese dragon over Tibet. So as you can see, all of this stuff, which seems completely fantastical, is actual fact. And remember when I was wittering on about Katy Perry and her being the Queen of Lucifer, one can see, of course, that this would have seemed bizarre, strange. The guy's off his head, or besotted with a bitch, or a stalker, you know, completely balmy. But then look at the Brit Awards and the bizarre ritual that was carried out on the largest British commercial channel in front of the Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, and Philip Hammond, Theresa May's closest lieutenant. And you'll go, what the fuck is she doing? We've got a pop star giving the leading performance at the Brit Awards, and we've got these giant skeletons, and how it's totally baffling. Until, of course, you realize that Katy Perry is the Queen of Lucifer, and a cult ritual is what controls the world. And, of course, watch her chain to the rhythm and look at the people drinking fire to become wicker men and wicker women, as the great Lord Beast told me about, and all the other things going on, the existence, that's the film, the black guy walking out of the television, and all the other things going on there, and you'll see that her video is one giant occult ritual, which I won't go into because we don't have the time. And as I say, it is a very, very sophisticated Illuminati project, which must have a team of people which designed it. So as you can see, it is no... fantasy that Katy Perry is involved in occult ritual and warfare and psychic warfare. And of course, it shows the woman's got balls when she would do a massive psychic warfare, cursing damnation on the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of the UK when she's actually in the UK and doing it on live television. So as you can see, the woman is capable of anything, which of course was good for me because having Katy Perry to do the 13 ritual, putting the Suicide Squad force into America and Britain to create Armageddon, the apocalypse, of course, completed the ascension of Tim Riefat, because remember, you need the female to get up there, and of course, as you can see, since the female's evil in Kabbalah, the male's good, the male can only achieve the 12th level of the 7th heaven level, and needs the female to enable him to reach the 13th level, where he can do total evil to anyone else, only by means of joining with a female at that level, hence the Grail State. So the Hour Man service allows you to have all the services at your disposal for an hour in order to go through them, use them, and do the only game in town, which is becoming an ascendant, getting up to the 7th heaven level, which starts with the 6th term, the minus 22, which you do as a dream. Remember, minus is dreamlike, scalar. Then the 7th term, which you do, again, dreamlike, basically in your imagination. 8th term, minus 19, which again is dreamlike, and is a prime number. So as you can see, once you get there, it holds you. So 8 is the locking in to the 7th heaven level. Then 9th term, minus 11. And it's only at the 10th term does it become a real number, 5, where you actually need to get there physically, and you get there physically with a female, hence the black mass using the female as the altar, the Lady Gaga. So of course all your efforts should be fixated on using Gaga, using the dolly mop in all your rituals to put all your evil into Gaga, the quintessential female on the black mass altar, which then will lock you in the 10th term, and you can then reach the book of shadows, where you can scroll through timelines. Enjoy it.